Gateway Christian Center. Experience life.
Hallelujah. Amen. All right, so let's get into the word. We have been teaching. I started a series last Sunday, and we call it Making Your Marriage Work. Making Your Marriage Work. Hallelujah. Amen. And we said there are three very important ingredients. If you are going to make your marriage to work, there are three very, very important ingredients that must be in that marriage. Praise the Lord. The first thing was what we began to discuss last week. We said that the matter of purpose must be established. There's a saying that where the purpose of a thing is unknown, then abuse becomes inevitable. Praise God. So where the purpose of a thing is unknown, abuse becomes inevitable. You see, one of the major challenges that you will meet in homes is that people marry for selfish reasons. And it is those selfish reasons that rise up. You see, you cannot play with carnality and it will not affect you. Carnality is when you... Carnality sometimes even looks right. When they say someone is carnal, we don't mean that the person is necessarily doing something evil. We just mean the heart of carnality is that you are doing something that the motive behind it is not towards the glory of God. The Bible says whether you eat or you drink, do everything to the glory of God. So when you are doing something and the real reason behind it is not to the glory of God, it is carnal, even though it looks good. Let me give you an example. I use this illustration. If I was standing with this brother, he's my friend. Is that right? If I was standing with him and we're talking, or I met him somewhere, and then let's say I want to take a bottle of Coke, so I request for a bottle of Coke for I and him. And this brother now comes. And I and this brother were not friends. And maybe I don't really like him. But because this brother came along with this man, I now buy that Coke so that this brother will not say, you bought for me, you didn't buy for this one. Are you understanding what I'm saying? I now bought it for him. That one I bought for, it was not in my heart. I was buying it and I was angry buying it. I have no blessing for it. It is a carnal move. Are you understanding what I'm saying? The people outside will look at me buying Coke and they'll clap for me. They say, are you getting my point? But God does not bless me for that action. Is anybody understanding what I'm saying? So thank you, sir. So what something that is carnal is that you did something even when the thing looks like it's a good thing you did. Is that all right? So, you know, I hear when people are getting married, and let me say this, that we pastors and churches need to help people. Because it is the absence of, it is the incorrect or inaccurate teaching that makes people to go into marriage and they assume that marriage is about them. Marriage was never about you. It was never about you. So when a young girl just feels like they are disturbing her at home, she wants to marry and run away. When a young man has, in quote, become successful, all right? When he now has a house, he now has a car, people begin to say, when are you going to get married? When are you going to... Are you understanding what I'm saying? Many mothers, they are putting pressure on their children. They are putting pressure. I'm getting older. When am I going to have my grandchildren? Marriage is not about you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you don't get this, can I go a little bit further? I have, as a pastor, I have had to settle matters like, my wife didn't cook. Okay, is a woman supposed to cook? Yes. Are you getting me? But listen to me. The real reason God brought the woman was not necessarily to be a cook. Oh, somebody is missing it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And there are men. Now, I saw somebody smiling. I did not say that. Before you go and say, Pastor said that man should not be cooking. That's not what I said. Because I know people. People pick. You know, you are preaching. People will become deaf to many things you've said. They will pick the one that suits them. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I am saying that the primary reason for a woman in your life is not necessarily to cook. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There are a lot of women that cannot cook. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There are a lot of women that cannot cook. In fact, the man can cook better than them. Let me go ahead of myself. Let me go ahead of myself and tell you something. If both of you agree that the man should be the one cooking, let the man cook. There's nothing wrong with it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Please, are you hearing what I'm saying? Don't kill yourself. That lady cannot cook. And you can't start teaching a 25 or 30-year-old girl how to cook. It is not true. It can't work. A lady is at 25. She's 30. She's 30 something. Then you want to begin to teach her when to put salt, when not to put salt. It's like, are you hearing what I'm saying? A man of God had a friend. And he went to the friend's house. When he got to the friend's house, they were fighting, he and his wife. He said, why are you fighting? He said that she didn't clean the house. She doesn't fix the bed. The house is somehow. So the friend asked him, when you were marrying her, what was it that attracted you to her? She said, well, she liked going out with me. She loved, you know, going for this. You know? That is why you married her. She's an outside person. She's not, are you understanding what I'm saying? See, let me tell you something. Don't let culture kill you. Some of you need a domestic staff. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Go and get somebody to help do cleaning. What you like is cleanliness. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Go and get somebody who will clean. When we got married, I told my wife, the first day, there are certain things I love to do. I love to pray. I love to read my Bible. In fact, when I really want to read my Bible, I leave the house. I can go out 2 days, 3 days to read my Bible. There's something I don't like to do. It's called sweeping. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I don't like sweeping. I don't like washing plates. They say, but you did it in your father's house. That's my father's house. I didn't have a choice because it was my father's house. I didn't have a choice. This one, are you hearing me? From day one, I told her, get somebody to help you wash the plates in the house. To help you. You know, African women. They say, you can't give birth naturally. Let's do CS. Say, no. I must do natural birth. I must do natural. You are in labor 24 hours. I must do natural birth. They say, let's remove this thing. You say, no. They say, get somebody to clean. She refused to agree. She must do clean. I kept quiet. I prayed for her as she washed and cleaned. When she started washing for two boys and cleaning their room, nobody told her. In fact, that time, I told her, I said, don't bring somebody that is permanent. Because I want to treat them well. So if it is permanent, what I'm doing for my children, I have to do for that person. No, she said the kind of help she needs is permanent. Please, are we together? Listen very carefully. You have to know the purpose for a thing. If you don't know the purpose for a thing, you will abuse it. You will be fighting over what you should not fight about. You must know the things that are the irreducible minimums. You'll be fighting about what you should not fight about. Praise God. So there is a purpose for marriage. And if marriage is going to work, it must be built on the purpose that God established it. And last week, we saw it in the book of Genesis chapter 2, that the purpose of marriage is to extend the kingdom of God. God had something to do. Let's go to it. Genesis chapter 2 verse 4. Genesis chapter 2 verse 4. Genesis chapter 2 verse 4 and 5. These are the generations, the heavens, of the heavens and the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Yes. And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. That means that God had something he wanted to do. Is that okay? But that God planted a garden and wanted that garden to prosper. But God knew that if he allowed rain to fall, and the garden began to increase, there was nobody to take care of it. So God stopped rain from falling until God found a man. Are we understanding that? So in other words, when you go down to verse 15, let's go to verse 15. Let me show you something in verse 15. Let's go to verse 15. And the Lord God took the man and put him into what? The garden of Eden. To what? To dress it and to what? And to keep it. Which means God had an assignment for man. Are we understanding that? Let's go to verse 18. Verse 18 quickly. And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an help that is meet for him. Please listen. God didn't say, I will make a help meet. God said, I will make a help that is what? Meet or suitable. Suitable for what? Is it suitable? Are you getting my point? What is it that Adam was doing that he needed help? He was taking care. Are you here? Are you getting that? So in other words, the reason God gives a man a wife primarily is not to cook food. Is anybody hearing me? I told you people last week. You see, I will tell you the truth. And I will tell you the truth from scripture. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Because I told you, I said, because cars are killing people does not mean you will not drive. Are you understanding me? So I will tell you the truth, even if it doesn't sit well with you. And culture doesn't change the word of God. This is it. And the Lord God said, it is not good that a man should be alone. I will make him an help, meet, suitable for him. Suitable for what? For the assignment that God gave the man to do. So the first assignment, are you hearing what I'm saying? The first assignment of marriage, the first assignment for coming together is so that you can achieve a divine assignment. So that you can be part, there's something that God wants to achieve on the earth. So that you people can come together and yoke together and walk with God into fulfilling that assignment. Let me tell you, the reason, let me tell you this. The reason why many marriages have problem is that they have not established their purpose. They don't know what really are we here for. So, you see, the Bible says where there is no vision, the people cast off restraint. Where that's all this issue, all this small fight, all this one, this like rushing aikine. You get what I'm saying? You don't have something to do. You are not pursuing anything. You're not pursuing anything. You say you want to marry because you don't want to be having sex. Let me tell you something. If you are a womanizer, marriage doesn't solve womanizing. It doesn't solve it. You know, I told you last Sunday, once in this our culture, somebody is misbehaving. Say, I miss Aure. Then we destroy the life of an innocent girl somewhere. Marriage does not stop somebody's misbehavior. In some situations, it makes it worse. Discover the purpose. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Discover the purpose. What is the purpose? What are you called to do? A man is designed to fulfill purpose. That is to yoke with God and further a divine project or participate in a part of God's grand design for humanity. So a man needs to discover his purpose. Listen to me. A man needs to know why he is here before he brings a woman into his life. A woman needs to know why a man is here before she enters into his life.
That you have money is not direction. Money is not direction. Why are you making money? Why are you following money? What is the purpose for your wealth? Listen to me. If the purpose for your wealth is to build a house, buy a car, you have not understood the purpose for your wealth. Because he that liveth in pleasure while he is dead while he is alive. God has a greater purpose for your wealth. And if your wealth, listen to me, if your wealth is so that you can take care of yourself, have a good life, have a big house, you don't understand things. Go to Galatians chapter 6. Give me Galatians chapter 6 verse 7. Be not deceived. God is no more. For whatsoever a man soweth, shall he also reap. Verse 8. For he that soweth to his flesh, shall of the flesh reap corruption. The reason for the corruption, are you hearing what I'm saying? The reason for the corruption is that there is no purpose. So the money that ought to be a blessing has become a curse inside the marriage. So now what you are fighting about is the money. Because it is the only thing that is a matter of attraction in the marriage. Money is not direction. What is the direction? What is the direction? Many girls see men as meal tickets. It's the reason why men don't want to marry. I'm being sincere with you. There was a sister that I was close to. I never proposed to her. I never asked out. But I was close to her when I was a single brother. About the time that I was beginning to consider somebody to marry. Very close. A nice lady. You know, we gelled very well. But every time, there was a program. Panam came to town. So I went to tell her, you know what Christian brethren do? You know there's something that Christian brethren do. If you are a brother and a sister, genuine, there's a way, you know we don't date, we court. So we do courtship, we don't date. Tell your neighbor, Christians don't date. Tell the other person, the other one didn't hear you, tell the other person, Christians don't date. Christians court. Is that okay? So we were just like, you know, so I told her, I said, let's go. Dr. Panam is in town. Let's go. Let's go for the concert. Now, I was the president of the fellowship. She was a member of the fellowship. She knew me well. Then she asked me a question. She said, how are we going? So I said to her, we will take taxi. She said, no, my cousins are coming with a car. They are coming to pick me. I said, okay. When something happens to you once, it can be a mistake. One time, a friend of mine wrote a book. So I came and met her. I said, let's go for the launching of my friend's book. She said, how are we going? I said, I will get us a taxi. She said, Kai. So I understood. I got the message. How many of you got the message? I got the message. I don't have a car. And she said, struck. Are you getting my point? So I knew this is not my place. Was I hoping that I would be blessed and rich in life? Yes. But I have no plans for my life to come under pressure because of money. I didn't plan for my life to come under pressure because of money. If money is your goal, go and find the person that money is his goal. You will be pursuing money. Is anybody understanding what I'm saying? There are people that, listen to me, let me tell you something. They say expectation is the mother of all disappointments. See, if you don't learn to decide what God wants to use your life for, everything can become a distraction. From the day, listen, let me tell you something. We have had our share of disagreements and issues, but listen to me. Money has never been a cause of disagreement for one day. One day. One day. We have never sat down that we had a disagreement on money. How will disagreement come? She has been with the ATM card of the account from day one, before the wedding. So, are you understanding my point? Where is the disagreement going to come from? Where is the disagreement coming from? I can see some people writing application this afternoon. Dear sir, according to the example of the pastor, I didn't tell you, you know, you were not listening. I've been teaching it. How will the disagreement be? The salary doesn't come to me. I'm serious. It was 2 weeks ago, I was trying to do something that I found out how much is the total of the salary that comes. I don't even know how much. Now, that may not work for everybody. Even though we will come to discuss the matter of agreement, because two cannot work together except they be agreed. We will come to the matter of agreement, but listen to me very carefully. She has no choice but to be asking you questions when she doesn't know what you earn. It doesn't come to me. I went to the bank to collect the bank statement. The bank people told me, they said, "Sir, we have never seen you here. We know that it is Madam that runs this one." The manager told me. Because I was asking the manager, "Sorry, sir, what's the bank account number?" Is anybody hearing what I'm saying tonight? Establish purpose. Amen. Establish for purpose. Let me close. So, listen to me. It is better not to marry than to marry the wrong person. Are you understanding what I'm saying? It is better not to marry. And I hope, let me say this. I hope you know that the Bible permits eunuchry. There's something called eunuchry in the Bible. That is that you are a eunuch. That is that you are not married. They don't teach you that in church. They tell you everybody must marry. Everybody must not marry. Jesus said, there are people who are born eunuchs. There are people who become eunuchs for the sake of the gospel. Example, Paul. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So, listen to me carefully. It is better for you not to marry. That is, better for you to be a eunuch than to marry the wrong person. It's better you stay the way you are. Because God brings you together so that you can function well in destiny. If you marry the wrong person, if you marry the wrong person, your destiny will not go well. There's a guy, I don't know how many of you watch the guy. There's a guy I follow, I've forgotten his name. I follow his this thing. He interviews billionaires. He goes around the world interviewing billionaires. He has about 20-something million followers. He has interviewed about 40-something billionaires. And I have watched him. And every time they ask the billionaires, "What was the most important decision you've made?" They said, "The woman I married." "What's the most important decision you made?" He said, "The wife I married." So they asked one of them, they said, "Why do you say it's the woman you married?" He said, "My wife believes in what I do." He said, "She works with me." She said, "Sometimes I have to drag her out of the office. I am the one that started the business. But if I'm leaving, I have to drag her because of how much she believes in what I'm doing." God brought that person to yoke with you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? To yoke with you in the assignment of destiny. If you marry the wrong person, you will not find that destiny will not be fulfilled. Even if the destiny is fulfilled, it cannot be fulfilled. It will not fulfill very well. A pastor said to me, a very senior pastor, elderly man, said to me something. He said there was a year. He said, "Because of my wife, 20 people left this church." He said, "Because of my wife." He said, "There was a year. Because of my wife, 20 people left my church." He told me, he said, "My ministry would have been greater if not because of my wife." He was speaking to me, father to son, 2 a.m. in the morning, in confidence. There are some women that have not become what they should be because of the kind of person they married. There are men that don't want their wives to further their education. There are men that, if the wife is going to get a good job, they don't want it. Let me say this as I close. Sometimes, listen to me, the purpose that God wants that man or that woman to fulfill in your life is not directly in connection to what you are doing.
God may decide that through you, he is going to raise pastors in your home. God is going to raise pastors. And God can send a woman whose assignment is to raise those boys into pastors. So that woman may, listen to me, that woman may become a housewife for one reason. To teach these boys to pray. To teach these boys to study the word. Are you hearing what I'm saying? She may not go to work. In fact, if you, now, I want to say something, don't misuse it. If you understand that, if you understand that is as an assignment, as a divine assignment, you will put that woman on salary so that she can raise that people, those people. So that she can do that assignment. I have a daughter like that. That's why I said, it's better you don't marry. I have a daughter like that. Many years ago, I spoke with her. I said, what do you want to do with your life? She said, this is what I want to study, but I am not going to practice. I said, why don't you want to practice? She said, I sense in my heart that I want to be a housewife. And I want to be a housewife to be able to raise my children. She was the first person to make sense to me, because all these house, full-time housewives sometimes is just an escape, you know. But she made a case for me. She told me, this is what I believe God wants to do through me. And I'm going to be a full-time housewife in order to be able to achieve these things. And it made sense. You know the only problem? She married a wrong man. So she now had to find a job. She found a job. She's working. In fact, let me tell you, she works mostly out of the country. The house she built, she was building for them, the man went and sold it without telling her. She came to see me. I went to talk with her. She was crying for 3 hours. She had to cry well. I had to, you know, when somebody is crying, there is a cry that is coming. It's not coming from the heart. It's coming from the spirit. I had to give her time to cry first. The moment I walked into a hotel room like this, I sat down. She saw me. She started crying. I had to give her time to cry. She said to me, she works in an international organization. She said to me, all the savings I have made for close to 13 years has gone. She said, the house I bought that we are staying in, I did not know. Apart from the one you sold in Abuja, the one we are staying in, where we are staying, the man went and sold it and didn't tell me. Just one day, the man that bought it came to the house and said they want to take possession. I was trying to talk. They brought out the sales agreement and the documents for the land. She said, I had to beg the person that bought my house to please give me 6 months to find where I will carry my children to. She told me, she said, I pay flights for my husband so that he can come home and see the children. I have to pay flight for him. And many times, even when I pay, he will still not come. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I said to us last week that, let me tell you something. I said to us, and let me tell you something. You know, when you make a wrong decision and you want to pray, use prayer to correct a wrong decision. Please, I want you to hear me. That God does not override a man's desire. One of the gifts God has given you, the gift of life, the gift of time. The next thing God has given you is the gift of choice. Two cannot. God will not force it. Two, are you hearing what I'm saying? So they say that what makes a team, those of you who watch soccer, what makes a team successful is not prayer first, is that you selected the right people to play. You know, it's Africans that you will select bad players, then you will go to the pitch and be praying. The white man is not praying, he's just playing because he knows the work he did behind the scene. Don't put, please, parents, don't put anybody under pressure to marry, because you will not live with it for them. Establish purpose. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. There are sometimes marriage, what you call marriage, all the feelings of, will move, will go. Let me tell you something. Sometimes what keeps a marriage, what, the reason why people are staying together is not what you are, it's not the feelings. They have an assignment to do. They wake up in the morning, there's an assignment. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It will keep them together. Love is not enough to use for marriage. Love is good, but it's not enough. It's not enough. If you are not going the same direction, there will be problem. There will be problem. So there are three things I want to teach. I want to establish a purpose. Second thing we're going to establish is agreement. Two cannot work together except they be agreed. So in the next teaching, we will establish the matter of agreement. Let me tell you something. You can survive what you don't like, but you have agreed to. Hello? You can survive what you don't like, but you have agreed. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yes. All of you now, you agreed to come here for service. Is that not so? Heat is dealing with all of us. But because we have made a decision to be here, we are here. We will survive it. You can survive what may not be unpleasant, but you have given your consent for it. You have come to a place of agreement. And the third one is that you must look at the issue of partnership. I hear pastors talking, I just laugh. They say, marriage is not a contract. Marriage is a covenant. Bro, marriage is both a contract and a covenant. Because there were qualities you saw in that woman or in that man that made you marry the person. There are expectations you have of that person. Even God has expectations on us. And you also have certain expectations on God. Wherever there are obligations, a contract is established. I know the fear of ministers when they say it is not a contract. But it's a contract. It's a partnership. There are roles, isn't there? There are expectations, aren't there? What is the thing that causes the problem? Is it not unmet expectations? When we say you are faithful, what does it mean? You are keeping to your obligations. We're going to look at them. Praise God. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, we thank you. The entrance of your word gives light, and it gives understanding to them who are simple. We thank you for light. Cause it to shine in our hearts, in our minds, in our families, in our lives. We bring praise and glory to you. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Gateway Christian Center. Experience life.